The following dramatic presentation is an adaptation of the scriptural account of the events in the life of Jesus Christ and is based on the text of the King James Version of the Bible.
Welcome to The Light of Men, a series of dramatized radio programs produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Our fourth episode, entitled Peace, Be Still, is one of 12 dramas depicting the life of our Lord and Savior. And Jesus went round about, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and his fame went throughout the lands. And all they that had any sick of divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And also, out of many there came forth devils.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be.
Stand away! He's come into the synagogue!
Let us alone! What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God.
Hold thy peace, and come out of him.
My Lord, please receive my thanks for what thou hast done for me. God be praised that one such as thee is among us.
Andrew, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this?
With authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.
Listen to me, all of ye that hear me. I speak with the authority of a Pharisee. This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils.
Verily I say unto you, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, and hath an end.
Ye presume to be the Holy One of Israel. Ye presume great power and authority. A master, we would have a sign from thee.
An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater one than Jonas is here.
And it came to pass that Jesus sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And he spake many things unto them in parables.
Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell on stony places, where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some sixtyfold, some thirtyfold. Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear.
Master, tell us, why speakest thou unto the people in parables?
And What meaneth the parable of the sower which was taught to the people this day?
Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. The seed is the word of God. The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100.
And it came to pass that when Jesus saw a great multitude about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side of the sea. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. But behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. And Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And his disciples went unto him and awoke him,
ye fearful, O ye of little faith. Peace. Peace. Be still.
Son,
what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him.
Look, there on the hillside, the herd of swine.
There must be near 2,000 pigs there. I have never seen such a herd.
And none there be that eat them, at least among our people. The animals serve only one purpose. They are scavengers and cleaners.
They are unclean. They make filthy the countryside. Do not these people obey the law of Moses?
I have never liked coming near this place, Thomas.
The town of Gergesa? Why?
At times when we have been fishing close to the shores, we hear the man who lives by the tombs. He cries out at all who come near him.
It is but a rumor.
No, Thomas. He speaks the truth.
The man roams the hills and the tombs of Gergesa. I have seen him as well, and I have heard his cries, desperate, mournful wailing.
For a time he was captured and bound in chains, yet even the chains could not hold him. He plucked away the fetters and broke them in pieces, as if they were made of clay.
This cannot be.
It is said that no man can tame him. He runs through the tombs exceeding fierce. It is said he cuts himself. Therefore, no man can pass by this way. If any come to this town, they travel away from these hills and the tombs.
But there are men who move their herds of swine through these parts. Does not this wild man disrupt the work of the swineherds?
I know not. But this I know, it is a dangerous place here.
I would rather be in a ship on a storm-tossed night than to wander the hills above us.
Why then would the master bring us near this town?
We will watch and see.
Listen, even now, dost thou hear his distant cries?
Look,
There in the rocks above the herds.
I see a man there among the rocks. Is that the one?
I know not. But see, he comes this way toward us.
What have I to do with thee, Jesus? Thou son of the Most High God! I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not!
Does he speak to Jesus?
It is as if he knows him.
How could this be?
Stand close to Jesus! What is thy name?
My name is Legion, for we are many, and we beseech thee, do not cast us out into the deep! If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine!
Come out of the man, thou unclean spirits, and go!
Look at the swine!
They run toward the water!
They cannot hold their footing on the hillside. Look! See how they fall one upon the other.
I have seen nothing of this sort in all my days. All of them plunge into the sea.
Oh, Ab! Oh, those are my hands! What is happening? All of my pigs run toward the waters! What is this?
And look, there! That is the one who wandered these hills, the man possessed of devils, whom we have seen here.
Perhaps he hath done this. Come quickly, to the city!
Kind sir, my simple words cannot thank thee for what thou hast done. I am free of those spirits that tormented me. I pray thee, whither thou goest, I will follow thee, and I will be with thee.
Return to thy house and go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee.
And it came to pass that those who kept the swine fled into the city and told all, and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him and what was done, they were taken with great fear, and they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts. And when Jesus and his disciples had crossed over again by ship to the other side, there met him one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name.
Master, I pray thee, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. She is my only daughter, and she is but 12 years of age. Come and lay thy hands on her that she may be healed, and she shall live.
Take me to her.
Make way! Let us pass, please.
Clear the way and let us through.
Please step aside. Sir, the street is wider after we pass this wall. Please, my daughter is dying. Stand back and allow us to pass. We must go to her quickly.
One moment. Who touched me? Who touched my clothes?
Master, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou who touched me?
Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue hath gone out of me.
Look there. A woman comes forward. Let her pass.
Master, I am unclean, and I am among the people.
She is unclean!
What I do is against the law of Moses. For this I fear to come forward.
Quiet, all! Let her speak.
Master, I have had an issue of blood now for 12 years, and I have suffered many things of many physicians. And I have spent all that I have. And now I am nothing better, but rather I grow worse. And when I heard that thou wast come here among us, I said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And from the moment I touched thy garment, I felt within my body that I was healed of that which has ailed me these many years. For this, I thank thee.
Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.
Let her pass.
Jairus, I come from thy house. Why troublest thou the master any further? Thy daughter is dead.
No. Oh, please. No.
Jairus, be not afraid. Only believe, and she shall be made whole. Peter, James, and John, come with me.
The mourners are here.
The man's daughter is certainly dead, if such a crowd is already gathered.
Please, step aside and let us through.
Jairus, it is too late, sir. She is dead.
No, it cannot be. Let us pass. Please make way for us. Perhaps she yet lives. Jesus of Nazareth, the prophet, comes with me.
Jairus, thy daughter is dead. This man can do nothing for thee now.
We have looked on her, as have others. The damsel is dead.
Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth.
Please, stand away. Let us through.
He claims that she but sleeps, yet he has not seen her. He will soon see for himself that he is wrong.
Perhaps this man would be a mourner with us, but we must first teach him to recognize the dead from the living.
Let them pass, please.
Jairus, my husband. Oh, dear Jairus, come quickly and look upon our little one. Shortly after thou didst leave us, the life went from her. She is still now, Jairus. Still and dead.
My dear, I am sorry. Yet we must not despair. We must be believing. Master, please come this way. She is lying in the next room.
See her there, sir? Take her hand. Feel it. It is cold. She was warm but hours ago, and now she is cold and lifeless.
Step aside and let him stand next to her.
Damsel, I say unto thee, arise.
What is this? She moves and breathes.
Help her to sit. Oh, oh, my dear little one.
Father, I can stand.
My sweet child, come to me.
She walks.
Mother, I am well again.
Our God be praised. Yes, thou art well. Oh, what has heaven done for us? She who was dead now lives.
How can this be? See how she moves and speaks. She is whole.
And it came to pass that Jesus called together his 12 disciples, and he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And he sent them forth two by two to preach the kingdom of God. And he commanded them, saying,
Go not into the way of the Gentiles, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And he that taketh not up his cross and followeth after me, he is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it.
And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. And the 12 went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them.
Here to me, my precious Salome.
I hope I have added to the pleasures of the festivities of this thy birthday, most gracious King Herod.
The dancing was exquisite, as art thou. Ah, and it hath pleased not only me, but the lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee.
I am grateful to thee, King Herod. So it was intended.
And what shall I do in return for thee? Ah, yes. This I pronounce before all present. Ask me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee.
Is that a swear, my king?
Whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it unto thee. Unto the half of my kingdom! What sayest thou?
With so generous a gift, I feel myself inferior to answer of mine own judgment. I shall therefore take counsel from my mother, Herodias.
Very well.
Mother, it is done.
What is done? Thou didst dance before them, but I know not what followed.
Yes, I danced. And then he called me to him, and this is what he said. This is what he swore to me. Whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it to thee, unto the half of my kingdom.
Herod, my husband said this?
Yes, mother.
This he swore?
Yes, an oath was made.
Was he drunken with wine and festivities?
Yes, but he made the oath before the lords and captains and leaders present.
Did he?
For what shall I ask, mother? This will be my gift to you.
This is good fortune in our favor, Salome. Herod shall turn pale, but this is the gift I require at his hands. This shalt thou say to him: I will that thou shalt give me the head of John the Baptist on a charger.
The prisoner is in his cell, Captain. He that is named John.
Very well. Lift the torch, guard.
that I may see the prisoner. Whom do ye seek?
Guard, bind his hands tightly.
May I know?
Do not speak.
It is done.
Bring in the other torches, guards. Hold the prisoner fast. In compliance with the edict of King Herod, the prisoner has been sentenced to death. Guards, escort this criminal to the cell of execution.
Sir, please, I have done nothing worthy of...
Take him away!
We have received sad news, my friends, from the prison called Machaerus.
What news?
John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus, has been executed by King Herod.
What? Does Jesus know of this?
Yes, Simon. He was told but moments ago. I heard the conversation. The followers of John, those who even now walk up the shore away from Jesus, went to the prison and took up John's body and buried it. Those same are the ones who told Jesus.
He was silenced for the words he spoke against the king and his wife.
He preached openly against their marriage. It is said that it was Herodias who ordered John's death.
Those who came from the prison of Machaerus told of this?
Yes. When I left Jesus, he asked if he could be alone. He is troubled.
See him there leaning upon the ship. Shall we go to him?
No. Allow him time to be by himself.
Even Jesus stated that of all the prophets, there was none greater than John.
And yet Jesus did not intervene to save him. At his touch, the sick are healed, the dead are raised.
Perhaps there is a wiser or greater purpose for John's short life than we now know.
And perhaps there is a wise purpose that kept Jesus from intervening.
Regardless of the reasons, it is sad news indeed. Especially when it follows the happy tidings of the work that has been done.
Now speakest of the labors from which we all have returned.
Yes, we who have been fishermen and tax collectors and common people are now made missionaries and ministers, preaching in the synagogues and in the cities.
What is this we witness, my friends? We saw thousands of fish caught in our own nets, and we heard him say that he will make us fishers of men. So, it has come to pass.
We have seen miracles wrought by the hands of this man, things unimagined since the miracles of Moses, or Elijah, or Elisha.
And perhaps we have seen that which will prove to be only the beginning of signs and wonders that will follow the works of the Master.
And it came to pass that after the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught, they departed by ship into a solitary place apart to rest a while. But when the people heard thereof, they followed them on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, for they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he healed their sick, and began to teach them many things.
Master, the day is far spent, and this is a solitary place. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the countries round about, and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat.
They need not depart. Give ye them to eat. Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat?
Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread? But 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that everyone may take a little.
How many loaves have ye? Go and see.
Master, we know that there's a lad here who hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many?
We have no more, except we should go and buy meat for all this people.
Bring the loaves and the fishes hither to me, and command the multitude to sit down upon the green grass in ranks, by hundreds and by fifties.
And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and brake the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. and the two fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world." This concludes the fourth episode in a series of radio dramas entitled The Light of Men, produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We hope you'll join us again as we continue this series with the next episode entitled The Bread of Life.